Good afternoon. I'm calling the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. The time is 1:34, and with me today are Senator Gardner, Senator Meyer, and myself, Senator Shelley Hughes. Senator Mia Costello is excused today, as is Senator Stevens, so I'll be chairing in place of Senator Costello. And today we are going to continue our work regarding the governor's appointees to the state boards and commissions, and we'll be taking several under consideration. First, I want to thank the nominees for their time and effort for serving and for stepping up. And it's very important to have Alaskans from across our state involved in our government and these boards. And this is our time to dialogue with the boards, and it helps us better understand not only who they are and what they bring to the table, but actually the issues that the boards are facing. So as we've been doing in previous hearings, the process will be to bring the individuals forward, allow them to introduce themselves and take member questions and then public testimony, and then we'll be setting the nominations aside for action at a later date. So the first one, if you find in your notebook, we're going to look at the Board of Nursing. And that is a 7-member board. And we have Joseph LaFleur of Ketchikan, who has been appointed to the registered nurse seat. So thank you for joining us, Joseph. Please state your name and affiliation for the record, and to tell the committee about your interest in serving on the board.
Good afternoon. My name is Joe LaFleur. I'm in Ketchikan, and I'm being nominated to the education seat of the nursing boards. I bring with me 20 years of experience, mainly in critical care and administration. I moved up here about 21 months ago from sunny South Florida. I'm currently licensed in 3 other states. And I look forward to serving the community and my students as well on the boards.
Thank you, Mr. LaFleur. Are there any questions? Seeing none, we thank you again for stepping up and appreciate your taking time to be available to us. And with that, we will next move to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency. This is a 6-member board, and the nominee is Elizabeth Pierce, from whom we'll be hearing today, and she, according to my notes, has the management seat. So thank you, Ms. Pierce, for joining us. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and tell the committee about your interest serving on the board.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Pierce. I'm the CEO of Quintillion, which is a private telecom company in Alaska. I've lived and worked in Alaska for almost 20 years now and have a background in labor relations felt that it was important for me to contribute in some meaningful way to our state government, and felt that my background in labor relations would be beneficial to the board.
Thank you very much. Are there questions for Ms. Pierce from the members? We do have a question. Senator Gardner.
Sorry, no question. My mistake. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Pierce. You're getting off light. We will take public testimony. I know Senator Costello has been doing one by one. We're going to do it in a group at the end because we have a really small group. So I'm going to move now to the Board of Physical and Occupational Therapy. And we have online Dr. Rebecca Bingham, which is a familiar name to me. Dr. Bingham, welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. You're being appointed to the Board of Physical and Occupational Therapy. It's a 7-member board, and you've been appointed to the physician seat. Thank you for joining us. Please state your name and affiliation for the record, and tell us why you're interested in serving on the board.
Good afternoon. Rebecca Bingham, Family Medicine. I First came to Alaska 17 years ago to be the associate director for the Providence Family Medicine Residency. And from there, I moved on to be the clinical director for the Department of Corrections for 13 years, from which I retired last year and have taken up incidental jobs at the present time. I'm supposed to be having plenty of time to do extra things, but I'm actually working pretty hard. I have had a lot of pleasant interactions with physical therapists and occupational therapists, and just thought I would step up and see if I could fill in an important position.
Thank you, Dr. Bingham. I know my husband speaks very highly of you. My husband worked with Dr. Bingham in correctional medicine for a number of years. I'm just wondering, that's Roger Hughes?
Oh, wow!
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
I would like to know what issues might be before the board at this time. Are you aware of any particularly pressing matters that you're going to be dealing with?
I am not. I am new enough that all I have had so far deals with credentialing people. And I don't know about any other issues as of yet.
Okay. Are there any questions? Senator Gardner has a question for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And I understand that from your resume that you spent about 12 years in Africa and went to medical school there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Can you just give us briefly how that came to happen?
Well, I was married to a missionary at the time, and I immigrated over there with him, and it was Rhodesia back then, and they had a British medical school. And I was lucky enough to get a place in it and got a wonderful British education for next to nothing, which was just great, a wonderful clinical experience. And then I was there through the war years and through independence. And once Mugabe came into office, I decided to return to the States for 1 year to get a license here, in case I needed to leave quickly. Then I decided to stay on for a couple of more years to get board certified. And then I owed money, and then Mugabe was making a mess of Zimbabwe, and all my friends over there said, you'd be out of your mind to come back here. So life intervened, and I have stayed here.
Thank you. Interesting story. I'd love to hear about it sometime, but it doesn't have to be here. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any other questions for Dr. Bingham? Well, seeing there none, we thank you for your time. I know how busy it can be and for calling in. We appreciate that, and we wish you luck in your nomination. And
thank
appreciate,
you.
Appreciate your
Tell Roger hi.
I will do that. I certainly will. And so at this time, I'm not seeing anyone else who has called in. So we have three nominees right now. So I'm going to open public testimony for Joseph LaFleur, Board of Nursing, for Elizabeth Pierce, Alaska Labor and Relations, and for Dr. Rebecca Bingham, Board of Physical and Occupational Therapy. I am not seeing anyone online to testify. Is there anyone in the room? Seeing none, we will close public testimony. So I do again want to thank the appointees for their time and willingness to serve, and we will set these nominations aside, as we indicated at the beginning. We'll set them aside for committee action at a later date, and the next meeting will be Tuesday, April 4th at 9 a.m., and with that, we will adjourn at 1:44 p.m.